Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And your English will improve today. Our lesson is called The Benefits of Sports. Of course, people love to play sports. People love to watch sports. And in today's lesson, you're going to learn how sports can be good for you in many ways. But my question for you first is, what kind of sports do you like to play? And what kind of sports do you like to watch, Carolyn?
Well, I don't play a lot of sports. I don't think that I'm a very athletic person, but one sport that I would love to try and I really love to watch is ice skating.
Ice skating. Well, that can be quite fun. I'm not a very good ice skater myself. I enjoy watching baseball sometimes. I love watching basketball games. They can get very exciting. For playing, I enjoy a game called Ultimate Frisbee. And of course, I love playing badminton with some friends. What about you? Think about that, talk about it, share it with your friends later. But for now, let's get into our lesson, The Benefits of Sports.
The Benefits of Sports. 7 good reasons to start playing your favorite sport today. Hitting a tennis ball, throwing a baseball, or kicking a soccer ball bring hours of enjoyment. But did you know that participating in sports has lots of benefits too? The benefits include greater confidence. Winning helps you feel a sense of accomplishment and feel good about yourself. Becoming a good sport. Winning feels great, but losing teaches you how to deal with disappointments in life while still maintaining a positive attitude. Improved math skills. Players use math skills as they calculate team scores, etc. New friends. Playing on a team gives you the chance to meet people with the same interests.
Hello, listeners. This is your word, Lady Ellen. Exercise and sports are a great way to stay in shape. But in today's article, we'll learn all about why sports is important and beneficial to our lives. Before we begin, let's take a look at our vocabulary for the day. Confidence. Confidence is a noun. I don't have enough confidence to sing by myself. Why don't you sing with me? Calculate. Calculate is a verb. After I calculate our bills, I'll know if we can buy a new computer. Prevention. Prevention is a noun. The mayor said that the prevention of crime in the city is his first responsibility. Competitive. Competitive is an adjective. Michelle's parents discouraged her from going into acting because it is such a competitive field. Your more information words are good sport. Good sport is an idiom. Lifestyle. Lifestyle is an idiom. Sounds interesting. Let's begin.
Those sound like some pretty good benefits to me so far. And at the beginning we see 7 good reasons to start playing your favorite sport today. So we will be talking about 7 great benefits that you can get from playing sports. And at the very beginning here, hitting a tennis ball, throwing a baseball, or kicking a soccer ball bring hours of enjoyment.
That's right. I couldn't agree more. I think that playing sports, especially with other people, or when you're just doing it for exercise, it can be very enjoyable. We continue, but did you know that participating in sports has lots of benefits too? Okay, so aside from being enjoyable, I think that's a benefit, but aside from that, there are other benefits.
That's right. It's not just fun. Playing sports is very good for you, other than being fun. It has other benefits, and these benefits include, or the benefits include, greater confidence. The first one is confidence, and that's a word from our word bank. If you have confidence, then you believe that you can do something, that you are able to do it and do it well.
And I think that many people want to have more confidence. And you know what someone looks like when they have confidence. The adjective form of this word is confident, C-O-N-F-I-D-E-N-T. They are a confident person. Of course, we all know what that looks like, and I hope that you are being or becoming more and more confident every day, that you have more confidence, especially when it comes to learning English and using your English.
That's right. Well, it is one of the benefits of sports, greater confidence. Winning helps you feel a sense of accomplishment and feel good about yourself. So when you succeed in doing something, you have more confidence or you feel more confident, as Gabe said earlier.
And you feel a sense of accomplishment here. Now, we see another benefit here. I like this one a lot. Becoming a good sport. Carolyn, what does it mean to be a good sport?
Well, if you are a good sport, that means that when you win, you are very happy, but you don't make fun of the other team. Mm-hmm. And when you lose, you accept that you lost and you don't get upset.
That's right. Now, we're learning the word or the phrase to be a good sport today, but I also want to share with you the opposite. It means to be a sore loser. If you lose and you're not a good sport, you could call that person a sore loser. S-O-R-E, loser, okay? Don't be a sore loser. No matter whether you win or lose, you want to be a good sport. And we read here, winning feels great, but losing teaches you how to deal with disappointments in life while still maintaining a positive attitude.
And I think that's very true. So if you play sports and you win, you can have more self-confidence. You can be more sure of your ability to do something. But if you lose, you can still be a good sport and learn how to accept when things don't go the way you want them to.
Well, right now it's time for us to enjoy time with Liz in the Grammar Gym. She has something important she wants to share with us there.
Hi there, friends. Welcome to the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz. We find this statement in today's article. Losing teaches you how to deal with disappointments in life while still maintaining a positive attitude. That's our grammar tip sentence. Today, our focus is on the pattern, situation one, plus while still maintaining situation two. So in today's sentence, we have situation one, losing teaches you how to deal with disappointments in life. And then situation two, a positive attitude. Put the two together and then add in while still maintaining in between the two situations. And this is a good pattern to use to describe how a subject can still be doing something even with another situation going on at the same time. Here are some examples. Let's say Robert was able to study well and play lots of tennis. So we can say Robert was able to compete in several tennis tournaments while still maintaining good grades in school. Or let's suppose Miriam had two jobs but was still able to go to school during the day. So we can say Miriam was able to attend classes during the day while still maintaining two jobs. So give this pattern a try. And that's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time.
Thank you, Liz. Well, we will continue maintaining our positive attitude throughout this lesson as we go to our next point, improved math skills. So if you play sports, you can improve your math skills. And how can they do that, Gabe?
Well, players use math skills as they calculate team scores. etc. Well, let's look at that word from our word bank, calculate. When you calculate something, that means you're trying to figure it out. And often we use this word with math, adding and subtracting, multiplying, dividing. You are calculating these numbers in your head.
That's right. So you might want to calculate the total number of games that you've won this season, or the number of points that you scored in the last game. You can calculate your winnings, how often you have won. So you can improve your math skills. And this is a great point, since many people think that athletes don't do well in other subjects in school.
That is very interesting and very true. A lot of people feel that way about athletes, but many of them are quite smart. Well, this word calculate kind of makes me think of the word calculator, because many of us know how to use a calculator, C-A-L-C-U-L-A-T-O-R. That's the machine that you use, and many smartphones have these now too, and cell phones. Carolyn, does your cell phone have a calculator on it?
It does. As I have mentioned before, I use my cell phone to do math. I use it to calculate numbers.
Very good, very good. Well, you can calculate with a calculator or calculate just inside your head. Of course, another benefit here we're talking about is new friends. Playing on a team gives you the chance to meet people with the same interests. And I think that's a great benefit for playing sports.
That's right. And it's very true. If you are on a team sport and you are playing with other people, then you meet people that are like you. They also enjoy playing that sport. So join a baseball team, a basketball team, any kind of team sport where you can meet people who enjoy playing it as well.
Well, I know someone else who has the same interests as Carolyn and myself. Someone who wants you to improve in your English, and that is Michelle, waiting for us in the language lab.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 good sport 这个成语。Sport 一般是指运动，但是 a good sport 是指有运动家精神的人，或者是气度宽宏的人。例如 No one wants to play with the person who isn't a good sport. 没有人想要跟缺乏运动家精神的人比赛。或者是 George is always a good sport while playing basketball. George 在玩篮球的时候都非常有气度。接下来我们看的是 calculate 这个动词。Calculate 在这里是指计算。例如 We need to calculate the sum of our total costs before giving you our estimate. 我们需要先计算所有花费的总数才能够给你估价。它的名词是 calculation, C-A-L-C-U-L-A-T-I-O-N. 例如 we did a rough calculation of the profit we can get from this deal. 我们粗估了这次交易可以带来的利润。
Today we're talking about the benefits of sports. And of course, people love to watch sports.Maybe you love to play different kinds of sports, and I hope you enjoy it. But of course, there are many benefits to playing sports. Some that we've talked about so far are greater confidence, becoming a good sport, improved math skills, and developing or making new friends. And of course, we have more to learn in the next part of our lesson for today.
The benefits of sports. Disease prevention. Playing sports helps prevent cancer, heart disease, depression, and other diseases. Playing also helps to build healthy bones. A healthy lifestyle. Kids who play sports are less likely to smoke or take drugs because of the negative effects on their performance. Reduced stress.Playing sports helps to reduce stress. Exercise releases a chemical in the brain that makes you feel happy and less anxious. Whether playing competitive sports or just a social game, you should have fun. So get up and get active because there are lots of good reasons to go out and play.
There are many good reasons to be playing sports, and in our lesson we are talking about 7 of the benefits of playing sports. We have 3 more to talk about in this section. The first one, disease prevention. And that's one of the words from our word bank. Gabe, what is prevention?
Well, when you prevent something from happening, that means you stop it from happening. So, disease prevention is stopping a disease from happening to you or stopping yourself from getting a disease, okay? So the word prevention can be used in other ways. We're talking a lot today about cancer prevention, ways to stop cancer from happening around the world.
Well, that is one disease that we do want to prevent. Another topic we've talked about this month was cell phones in schools and how that can be affected by, or how bullying can affect that. Mm-hmm. So, you might have bullying prevention. You want to prevent other students from being bullied.
That's right. And of course, we're talking about pollution prevention today as well. Around the world, there are many cities that are being polluted. Let's try to prevent that from happening. Okay, so we're talking about disease prevention. Playing sports helps prevent cancer, heart disease, depression, and other diseases. So playing also helps to build healthy bones.
Wow, it sounds like there are a lot of health benefits to playing sports. If you want to prevent these different kinds of diseases, then maybe you should get out and play. Go do something. Join an active sport. And we have another great benefit here on our list, a healthy lifestyle. And lifestyle just means the way that you live.
That's right. So, do you have a healthy lifestyle? Well, we read more about this here. Kids who play sports are less likely to smoke or take drugs because of the negative side effects or the negative effects on their performance. I said side effects. Actually, that's true. These are often called side effects. There might be something that you do and you think it's okay for you, but it has bad side effects.
That's right. And usually we use that when talking about drugs. What are the side effects of this drug? But here we're talking about the benefit of sports and how they can help you lead a healthier lifestyle. Because if you smoke or drink or take other kinds of drugs, it can really affect your performance and you're not able to play as well as you should be.
And I know some people who think about this when they are playing sports, actually, their lifestyles, they are tempted sometimes to smoke or drink or do drugs, but they remember it will have a negative effect on their performance while they play some sports. And so it helps them to say no to those things. Let's look at our last tip for today. The last benefit here is reduced stress.
Well, that sounds great. We all want to reduce the stress we have in our lives, and playing sports helps to reduce stress. I think I might need to pick up a sport, Gabe.
Well, why? What does that mean? Carolyn, are you stressed out a lot?
Well, you know, sometimes there's just life happens, and there's a lot of stress. I think we all need to be playing more sports.
You know, I agree with you, and I think that if you do have a lot of stress, if you experience a lot of stress, sports would be great for you. Playing sports helps to reduce stress. Exercise releases a chemical in the brain that makes you feel happy and less anxious. And this chemical is called an endorphin, E-N-D-O-R-P-H-I-N. And exercise releases this in your brain.
Well, that sounds great. And in our last little paragraph here, whether playing competitive sports or just a social game, you should have fun. And we have another word from our word bank, competitive. That means that you are competing against someone else, another company, business, a person, or another team.
And some people in life are very competitive. Other people don't like to compete very much. When they realize that you're a competitive person, they say, "That's okay, I don't want to take part." So what about you? Are you a competitive person or are you not a competitive person? Personally, I like competition. I love to compete with other people. Sometimes I can be a very competitive person.
Oh, well, then I will probably not play sports with you, Gabe.
No. You just need to play on my team, Carolyn.
This is true. Well, so get up and get active because there are lots of good reasons to go out and play. So you don't need to be sitting inside all day. Go outside and play.
Well, let's take a look at a phrase there. Actually, we see the word get twice. Get up and get active. And if you get something, like getting active, that means you are going to start doing that. But how else could you use that word? What other words could you use with this word, Carolyn?
Well, you might say get up and get moving.
Okay.
Get out and get working. So you can use this get something, two verbs after the word get.
Well, I think we need to get going. It's time for Steve and Ken to take over. And then we'll visit Michelle in the language lab.
Now that you know all the benefits of playing sports, there is one more thing we'd like to talk about when it comes to the word sport.
And that is sport the verb. Hey, Steve, have you seen the funky hat people are sporting these days?
Yeah, Ken. It looks really cool. I'd love to sport one of those.
Okay, friends, did you catch that? You can sport a hat.
Now, even though it's basically used as a noun, sport can be a verb. To sport means to display or show off. So if you're sporting that funky hat like Ken is, you're wearing it so that everyone can see it.
Some men like to sport a mustache, a goatee, or a beard because they think they look good with it.
Maybe I'll grow a goatee and sport it.
I like to see that. 今天这一课就讲到 sport 的各种益处，但是当动词用呢 ？To sport 表示炫耀或惹人注意的穿戴，比如说你可以 sport your favorite hat， 很自豪地戴着你心爱的帽子。有些男人喜欢 sport a mustache， 留个小胡子，或是 sport a goatee， 留个山羊胡。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
OK， 继续我们看的是 prevention 这个名词。首先我们来看它的动词 prevent， P-R-E-V-E-N-T。prevent 是指预防或防止。如果要说明防止什么，是用 from 这个介系词。例如 exercise can prevent cardiovascular diseases， 运动可以预防心肺方面的疾病。prevention 是它的名词，意思就是预防。例如The research team is working on cancer prevention. 这支研究队伍正在研究预防癌症的方法。最后我们看的是 competitive 这个形容词，它的动词是 compete, C-O-M-P-E-T-E, 意思就是竞争。所以 competitive 是指竞争的或者是竞争性的。例如 you have to work hard to excel in this competitive environment. 要在竞争激烈的环境中出类拔萃，你得格外的努力。Competitive 是指竞争性强的。例如 Claire is a very competitive tennis player. Claire 是一位求胜心很强的网球选手。Okay, now get ready to learn more from our teachers.
Today we've enjoyed learning about 7 of the benefits that you can get from playing sports. But you know, some sports are very specific in what they can help you do. There is a sidebar on specific benefits for certain sports. Gabe, which one is your favorite?
Well, actually, I like the one for basketball. Many people want to be taller. Well, sometimes if you play basketball a lot, that will help to stretch out your body because you're doing a lot of jumping. And actually, some people do get taller through playing basketball.
Yes, but I think you would probably need to start at a young age when you are still growing.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, I hope that you have learned a lot here on Studio Classroom today about the benefits of sports, and we'll see you next time.
See you later.